T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Through that little run, I just felt like I was able to locate whatever pitch I was throwing at the time. You know, Nito did a good job with me of mixing it up all night. And then when Wilson came in there in that seventh, did a great job as well. But, I think just seeing the swings I was getting on some pitches and sticking with them and then mixing in the fastball and trying to keep them off balance, I just think that was what was key there.
You said it right there, mixing in the fastball. You've really gone heavy towards breaking pitches here as of late. Any reason in particular that you've done that?
Just watching swings, seeing what guys are trying to do off me and just trying to adjust as they're making adjustments, try to keep them off balance. That's the main thing.
As you go through that run of 8 in a row, does any part of you have in the back of your mind a little more strikeout than you usually would, or is it more a product?
I think it's a product of how I'm going. Tonight, all 4 pitches were working. I threw Freeman 3, 4, 5 curveballs, which, I haven't been throwing a whole lot of curveballs this year. But, I had a good feel coming out of the gates for all 4 pitches. And, I kind of told Nito that in the dugout. And, it's a good team over there. And they swing the bat well. And the goal was to keep them off balance.
Jake, as a competitor, what are those battles like with Freeman?
They're actually pretty aggravating because, he ended up driving in their run tonight off me. And I feel like make good pitches to him. Early in the count, he'll take some free swings, and then when it gets to 2 strikes, he just can put the bat on the ball. So me and him, I think we enjoy competing against each other, but, I don't really like it when he comes out on top.
Chief, talk about competing. How satisfying was it to tie the game on the next pitch?
That was satisfying. Came in the dugout. I knew I was close to 100 pitches, mid-90s or whatever I was at. I looked before, and Mickey asked if I was okay, and I said, yeah, I'm good to go. And then going up there, I was thinking just try to get something over the middle of the plate that I can hit. And, I was fortunate enough I hit it over the wall.
What goes through your mind when Nito gets hit by the backswing?
Yeah, that was, he got hit hard. I didn't really know what to do. I was walking up there and just seeing how hard he got hit, I wasn't really sure what to do. So I just tried to ask him if he was okay, but he was obviously in some pain.
How was he immediately after that?
He seemed okay. Once he got up, he seemed like he was fine. And Donaldson stuck around there and made sure he was all right. And Freddie even walked in from first to make sure he was okay. So, he seemed fine. And then, I think once he came in, it was just probably the right move to make sure he got checked out.